Blog Talk Radio.
Hey folks, welcome to Right from the Left Coast. I'm your host, Linda. It is about 71 degrees in beautiful downtown Oceanside. This is real close to North County, San Diego, Oceanside is, and it's Camp Pendleton. How are you guys? This show is brought to us by PatriotFamilies.com, PatriotFamiliesWith YS.com. Come and join us. We're going to have a fabulous retreat and reunion in Delaney. It's all up there on the website. I do have Leah listening in by telephone. I want to welcome everybody. I know Yo's just having trouble with her computer. Guest 3167. Love to have you call in if you'd like to. Everyone's logging out because sometimes BTR is messing us up, but we will continue. Welcome everyone who's listening. Hi, Yo. I hope you got sound. Type in if you do, and the guest will re-come in. I don't know who that was, but other people are going. We have an app on when we send out stuff by Twitter, Facebook, and emails, and it says listen live now, and so that people are going that way. Right now I'm the only one in the chat room. Bill's in, so hopefully Bill can hear me. If you guys can hear me, type it in. So, and I know Leah can. She's on the line with me. I want to start today. Hope Yola can. You guys type in if you can hear me. I know it's BTR is becoming a very royal pain. So I'm going to check out. He's typing right now, so they're both doing it because it tells me when that happens. she says, what the heck? So maybe she's not getting sound, but I don't know because they keep logging out. We'll check it out. Whatever you guys can do, do it quickly so I can go forward. Apparently they're having problems. She's logging out again. I don't know whether it's BTR or the computers or what. Sometimes that happens to me. I couldn't get into Bill's show yesterday for about 15, 20 minutes. So made it. He can hear me. So I think it's just her computer, checking out with BTR trying to, reconcile it. So I want to go to this one I got last Sunday, which was Fabulous Church Day. And this is the Gospel according to John. And this is John 14, chapters, verses 1 through 17. And it's one of my favorite. I love that whole book anyway. So she can't get sound. So let's see if we – Bill, type in and tell her to put it in the default player or check out her email and see if there's way to she can listen live without going into the chat room. Anyway, this says, let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe in also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms or mansions. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way to where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us. Jesus said to him, have I been with you so long, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whosoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or else believe on account of the works themselves. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than these will he do, because I am going to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of the truth, whom the world cannot receive, but it is neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. These are the promises that I cling to, because these are the most beautiful promises. I have had an incredible week since last week, and I want to go through the headlines. But before I do that, again, I don't know who can hear me and who can't, other than the ones who are calling in. So if this is the problem, that's why my chat room is so empty right now. People can't get in. So I don't know if it's BTR or what it is. But I've got tons of headlines. I've got them in physical form in front of me. I've got them on the internet. There's so much going on with the latest scandal, which, of course, Schmuckface is all over. And we got Carney Barker, and we've got Obama lying through their teeth, just standing and lying through their teeth about the Veterans Administration nonsense. So these are things that bother all of us and plague all of us. I think it was the day after my last show, and I went to this meeting, and it was that ugly meeting of the circulation element talking about destroying the city of Oceanside. Well, as I'm going down to the meeting, I'm noticing from the previous week the cookie-cutter cloning of Carlsbad and Oceanside. Well, they're doing it through Vista, through Fallbrook, through every city, San Marcos, all of them. So this is nothing new, but it was blatantly in my face. And the problem was they before we even got to this meeting, all of these signs, these crosswalk signs, they're done now in Dayglo, and they have people crossing. This is because, you know, the schmucks in our area can't read English, so they don't put signs with words on them. And they've got all their crosswalks. This is all part of Agenda 21, and they were just slamming this home before the meeting even started. This is one of those fake vision meetings. Yeah, Bill's right. Any investigations into any of the scandals will be delayed as much as possible until after the elections. Well, you know what? I think you're right as far as the lame brain media and the commies and the Carney Barkers and the White House press corps and the rest of it. It's all unraveling, and it's just pretty blatant. And this idiot's getting up there and spouting this nonsense. Of course, the only people who are telling the truth is Glenn and a couple people on Fox. So, and a few on my local conservative radio stations here. But anyway, the long and the short is, I go to this meeting. There's several groups. The place is filled up. There's probably about 60 people there. I handed out 45 of my flyers, Leah. I remember when I told you I read that on the air? The flyer, yes, that you like, yes, so much. Okay, so I handed this out to people. Well, the guy who was the Ickley dude, he was like giving me the evil eye all day. And it was like really fun to just tick him off, you know, because there's nothing he can do about it. This is like freedom of everything. Assembly, we're in the city hall and everything else. So this was my first encounter with this schmuck. If I had been on my game, I would have really laid into him. But this is what happened, because he was asking me where I got my information. And I said, well, the first paragraph was out of Mark Levin's book, Liberty and Tyranny. He says, oh, I think I have that, which was produced in 2009. If you haven't gotten around to reading it yet, I don't even want to hear from you. This place was just jam-packed with stakeholders and facilitators and people who were going to, you know, railroad us into this, their way of thinking regardless. I mean, there was 7 or 8 people in my group, and I know that Linda Walshaw across the street, she went through the same thing with her groups. And there was like 2, maybe 3 of us who were dissenting. And the rest of them were, you know, shoving their stuff down our throats. It was communism on steroids. So, I know they're trying to make it possible to do that. I don't think they can, Bill, as far as seeking a third term. They would have to completely amend the Constitution, and that is not possible. They can't get 38 states to ratify this stuff. I see all this stuff on the internet. Half this stuff is conspiratorial, and about another portion of it comes from the far left. They just want to get everybody all. I would, you know, be careful of what you're watching. Yes, we have to scream at them and everything else. Anyway, so this guy. So then I said, well, I got, the last page. I told this guy, I didn't even get his name. I said, was from Sandag's own website. I said, the other one was from a gentleman who was studying this stuff in Vista, who has been fighting against this nonsense, you know, for about 3 or 4 years. I says, the rest of it is self-explanatory because I put the people's names. I says, James Madison was one of them from 1792, if you can read. I said, and the other one was, well, he was talking that Mike, is it Mike Pence is still your gov? Was Bill was saying that he was talking about this. Well, yeah, keep on it. I mean, we don't want anything to happen. We got to get after these guys. But anyway, so I was explaining to this clown. I said, look, I'm on the side of liberty. I says this is predetermined stuff. He's confirmed that it was Mike Pence, still the governor. So that's good because he's kind of a good guy. So we've got to keep our eye on all of them. Anywho, so. I was talking about the carbon. I said I was talking about all these things with Agenda 21 because that's where this meeting is actually leading to, but nobody can connect the dots if they haven't done their homework. So he looked at me, and I swear to you, I think I just my jaw must have dropped down to the floor. He looks at me. He says, well, we can fix all of this with depopulating the Earth. And I was so taken aback. I was so unprepared for this. Believe me, if I'd have been on my game, and I know what Bill's going to say, because if I had been on my game, I would have said, well, who just abdicated the throne and made you God for a day, and are you going to stand up and volunteer to be the first one? But I didn't. I looked at him, and I said, oh, my God. I said, hello, Bill Gates, eugenicist. And he walked away. I was floored. I was absolutely floored. I would actually, I should have called him a Fabian socialist and said, you are on the wrong side of history. I was just livid. That was my first experience of this meeting.
So
then
he literally says that about depopulation?
That's what this moron from Oceanside, and he was one of the attendees of this meeting. He was probably in his early to mid or even late 60s. I mean, this is what, thanks, yo, just get it in podcast, hon. It'll be there. Thank you, sweetie. I'm sorry. I wish we could get people in here. I don't know what's going on with Blog Talk. Anyway, call in. Everybody call in and listen. I won't make you talk. Okay, so here, yeah, this is one of my experiences. I mean, and then, of course, you've got the stakeholders, and they actually believe that European complete streeting and Agenda 21ing these streets and making them gorgeous and having all this nonsense in there as complete streets is going to bring money to our area. And I said, keep dreaming, dude. And I looked at the facilitator and I said, Amy, I said, she says, because someone had piped up and asked a question. She says, well, this is a vision for 15 to 20 years down the road. And I looked at her and I says, are you kidding me? I said, if they keep going this way in this blue state, this whole damn state of California is going to look like Detroit. And she looked at me like she was horrified. And she says, well, I hope not. And I thought, Jesus, am I in the wrong room? And so this is what we're going through. Okay, I've got to ask Bill how many people you got in your room, because I got you and me in the chat room and Missy on the phone. And I know Ron's been sick, and I don't know what happened to Mikey B, but he's probably out having a date with his girlfriend. If he is, he's on my list. So anyway, he usually does catch it in podcasts, so at least I give him that. But this is what – and then Sunday I go to the action meeting, and we had – yay, awesome. Hello to everybody in Bill Strong's family. I have to shout out. He says four adults and four kids. Yay, welcome to the program. And thank you, Leah, for calling in, because, like I said, I have a lot of stuff, but I love the feedback. So so here we go. We have an action meeting, which we're trying. And so I got there late because I went to church, and I didn't have my own car, so I had to get running up there. So I'm a half hour late. Anyway, they're talking about this meeting that was happening that I just spoke about on the Thursday, right? This predetermined Delphi garbage on the circulation element. They're going to destroy Oceanside Bullet. They're going to do it. And they have, you know, they had all their stuff. So I got a chance to speak at the action meeting. I raised my hand, and Dana, who's on my side, she totally gets it. She's, and Millie's, she's a Republican, but she doesn't quite understand. I think I got Bill on the other line too. I'm going to bring him in. Hi, Bill.
How you doing, Linda?
Oh, hang it in there. So I'm just going to explain what happened with these meetings. So Millie is a lovely person. She hangs out with the Tri-City Tea Party, and she's been coming to Action for a long time. She's helped us with all these issues in Oceanside. But she looked at Sue because she kept hearing all these people talking, and she says, is everybody in this room a Democrat? And Sue says, almost. She says, well, she says, Linda Sills, Bob Markley, Dana Corso and I are Republicans like yourself, but I think the rest of them are. And she just shook her head, and I said to Sue later, I said, do you mean to tell me it took Sue 3 years to figure out that these guys are libtards? But anyway, so I raised my hand. I told Dana, I said, I was at this meeting, and I said, this is predetermined. I said, they had all their stakeholders in there. I said, the place was packed with them, and they invited all their schmucks to come in here and ramrode this down our throats, whether we wanted it or not. And the libtard that was sitting across from me, who has been on my my kind of bad list for a long time, because I know who and what she is. She's a out-and-out socialist, if not a commie. She's not aware of it because she's too stupid to figure it out. I swear to God, the things that's come out of that woman's mouth is, and I'll tell you in a minute what else she said. On the one, as I was walking to my car, and she was actually talking to Sue, who's a dyed-in-the-wool conservative. Okay. And so I explained to these people, I said, look, these guys are going to vote the way they want. They've got this mapped out. They're doing it because of Sandag. They're doing it because of AB 32 and the other garbage was signed under steroid strudel, and all the way back before evil Governor Brown, who's about ready to just make my head explode with his comments, and so I said, they don't care what you and I think. I said, this is a waste of time. I said, this is a waste of your energy, your vocal cords, and your breath, because they are going to ram this down your throats. They do not care. I said, the only thing we can do on this front is possibly change the city council and fight like hell. I says, I don't even think we can stop it, because it's a steamroller, and it's actually, I lost Leah, but I've got Bill. I think that this is a lost cause in California. I swear to God, that, Bill, I think that's what's going on. I mean, I hope she calls back. So
I don't see how, with all their debt that they keep racking up and racking up and racking up.
Yeah, that's why I said it.
At some point, they're going to come to the other states and say, hey, they're going to want a bailout. And I'm made your own butt bed.
You know what?
Lay in it.
Yeah, they can. Well, of course, we'll have if we're still within the 2-year period, the Schmendrick in chief will, you know, he'll make sure it happens. And Harry Reid is so evil. That man is just completely demented and evil. He's thinking about changing the rules again. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, is that after he collected $5 million from a donor today?
Yeah, I was reading something on the internet, and I'll go to it in a minute, but it was just like absolutely disgusting. What I want to do is I want to quickly go through these headlines, because I didn't get a chance to do it last week, but I just want to go, this is what's going on in San Diego. Because we had these, you guys probably have heard about it. It was a pretty good-sized nuclear plant, the San Onofre one. I think we got her back. Let me see. Did we lose you?
Back.
And you came back? Okay, great.
Yes.
Anyway, so this was the San Onofre, and it got shut down. So it says, when politicians kill a nuke, consumers get most of the bill. So meaning we, the people and the ratepayers, the consumers, are going to be hosed on the financial end of this, as usual, especially in California, because they think it's a green state, but it's blue, and it's actually red with a gold sickle and hammer is what it is. It says, consumers don't stand much of a chance in the California regulatory crapshoot. That's the main lesson from a settlement that would stick consumers with $3.3 billion with a B, first installment on the bill for shutting down the San Onofre nuclear plant. Can you believe that we get hosed for this? So here's the deal. Southern California Edison, the utility that broke San Onofre, is spinning the settlement proposed last month as a fair deal for consumers. God, upside down world. That's because $1.4 billion of the cost would be absorbed by Edison and its 20% partner in the plant, San Diego Gas and Electric. That's who we pay our utility bills to, these schmucks. It's like Con Ed, you know. So let that sink in for a minute. Imagine you own a bakery and engineering mistake destroys your biggest oven. Would customers agree to cough up 70% of that oven's lost value and buy your replacement one too? Well, welcome to the strange and expensive world of regulated monopolies. California style. And we're just getting started. I estimate the eventual tab for the San Onofre debacle will be at least 13.6 billion with a B, and probably much higher. That eye-popping figure leaves out billions of rewiring Southern California to replace the giant nuke, not to mention the price tag of millions of tons of additional carbon emissions from the conventional generators. I mean, this is where we are in that. I mean, that's just like one-fourth of the article. And going on to more of Agenda 21, right here in a neighboring town of mine, Encinitas, it says urban farming rules to be explored. Encinitas Council asks the city planners to take a look at an effort to boost agriculture in the city. So too crazy. Encinitas is mulling the idea of urban farming ordinance that would encourage everything from backyard beekeeping to goat raising. Now, there's a catch to this, as you might imagine. The benefits of boosting agriculture in the city and what it might take to do so were outlined by the head of the County Farm Bureau at Wednesday's Encinitas City Council meeting. Council members told city planners to look into consolidating all of the city's existing agriculture-related ordinances into one tidy package and easing some regulations. Well, Councilman Tony Kranz said he would like to make it easier for people to raise goats and keep bees. The city's existing regulations state that people can only have beehives, get this, here's the catch, if they are set back more than 250 feet from the property lines, he noted. That's hard to do anywhere in Encinitas except in Olivenhain, which is a farming community and has a lot of area, and it's very, very high, expensive land, where lot sizes are very large. So this is what we have here. They're like kindergartners trying to, you know, pour piss out of a boot. It's exactly what they're doing. Excuse my French, but it's the truth.
Here in our area, it's wrote up a little different in the Jackson County Comprehensive Plan. Here, it's wrote up as they will take over the prime farmland and a co-op will run it.
Oh Jesus. I know. I mean, I'm telling you guys, we got to stand firm.
The same thing they're saying there.
Yep, exactly. They have all these catches. It's because you know who's running this. This is the biggies. This is the big picture people. This is the UN. This is Agenda 21, and they are powerful. They are evil, and they are doing what they're going to do. They don't give a rat's behind about you and me. We are the depopulation, you know, Georgia Guidestones, little ants in the ant farm. That's who we are to them, and they don't care.
Believe it or not, here we were having a fight over can a guy keep a pet chicken in his backyard in a cage.
God, this is why. That's what I tell you, Bill. Why are we debating these people? In fact, I had the same conversation with Rod Luke because he sent me stuff on the Second Amendment and the First Amendment and all this stuff. And I said, are you kidding me? Why are we debating this stuff where you have to legislate something and protect an amendment that's practically written in stone? This is not a debate. This is horse feathers. That, you know, that's, I mean, to be polite, I can't take much more.
Did you happen to see where the guy is? I believe it's Oregon. I may be wrong. It might be Washington. But he's building – he had a lake, a little lake built.
Okay.
He had the state permission and all the permits. He had the Corps of Engineers designed it and everything. And now the EPA is telling him he has to pay a $75,000 fine per day until he takes the pond out.
Yeah, I mean, look, this is – a totalitarian government when this goes on. You cannot, I'm telling you, my friend Ken was telling me the other day that he doesn't think we're under martial law, and maybe he's correct, but if he doesn't think that things are out of hand with this totalitarian BS, then he's completely wrong, and I love him to death, but I could argue with him all day on this stuff, because I can't take
wrong.
Much.
Yeah,
say
what? You're right. He's completely wrong. I mean, they're wanting to do the martial law and all this crap.
Well, we're not under it yet, but I mean, it wouldn't take much.
But it's coming.
Well, yeah, it could come. I mean, the only thing stopping them is we are armed.
There's a reason why they're arming all these three-letter organizations.
Oh, I know.
Yeah,
I know.
There's a reason why they're making all these huge multi-person caskets. There's a reason why they
right.
put these giant ovens in place.
That's the one I want to
yep.
know.
Right.
I want to know why. What's their motive?
But we know.
I think Bill's right. We do know. I mean, why else would
well,
we build another that big? It makes no sense.
I know. I mean, here's the thing. We see what they're doing. We know what they're trying. There is somebody, and God, I cannot remember his name. He was on Glenn's show yesterday, and I'm sure I talked about it on your show, that he's trying to get this bill passed in the House, and they have the purse strings in the House to stop this stuff. He's trying to defund all of these organizations with the militarization of them, that this should be illegal. This should be going away. And so hopefully that will gain some traction, even though Harry Reid is the most evil piece of demented garbage that's ever crawled around the Senate in the last 100 years. Welcome guest 223. I don't know who it is, but welcome. I'm hoping you can hear okay. We've had some problems with people logging in. So anyway, this is what's happening, Bill and Leah and Chad and everybody there. I just want to go through this one really quickly, and then I want to get to this incredible interview. I got to go through this. It was Rush Limbaugh's conversation with David Horowitz. You guys are going to love this. The long-haul trucking, a continued blind spot in the NAFTA vision. Supporters say opening border to trucking is an important regional step, and we're talking about San Diego. Oy. So, well, all over the United States. It says, to deliver doorknobs assembled in Ensenada to Kansas City. Hey, Lonnie's in. Good. Good to see you. Alfonso Escardiz, 3 trucks. One to carry knobs to Tijuana, second to ferry them across the border of Otay Mesa, and a third for final leg of the trip from San Diego to the U.S. Distribution Center. More than 20 years after the launching of NAFTA, the treaty's vision of direct deliveries between the U.S. and Mexico remains unfulfilled. Even as trade between the two countries has reached record levels, $506 billion in goods crossed the border in both directions. Trucks must be transferred twice before they reach their destination. See, this is the crap that we go through here. I mean, It's awful. Oh, yay, 7. So we got plenty of people. I want to go through a little bit of stuff here. Somebody gave me some stuff. Yeah, I've got a bunch of stuff here. It was another example of Obama regime. Oh, because here's the one that Bob sent me earlier. It says, targeted gun sellers say high-risk label from feds cuts off bank office. I don't know if you guys knew about this. Restricts business. I'm going to get you this one because this is important. Gun retailers say the Obama admin is trying to put them out of business with regulations and investigations that bypass Congress and choke off their lines to credit. They freeze their assets and prohibit online sales. So since 2011, regulators have increased scrutiny on banks, customers, Federal Deposit and FDIC, 2011 urged banks to better manage the risk of their merchant customers who employ payment processes such as PayPal for credit card transactions. So the FDIC listed gun retailers as high risk, along with porn stores and drug paraphernalia shops. This is just an insult to the sex slave trafficking. Meanwhile, Justice Department has launched Operation Choke Point. Listen to this. This is our government. A credit card fraud probe focusing on banks and payment processors. The threat of enforcement has promoted some banks to cut ties with online gun retailers, even if those companies have valid licenses and good credit histories. The admin has very clearly told the banking industry which customers they feel represent reputational risk to do business with. This lawyer, Peter Weinsock, from Hunt & Williams LLP. So financial institutions are reacting to this extraordinary enforcement arsenal by being ultra-conservative in who they do business with. Any companies that engage in any margin of risk, as defined by this admin, are being dropped. A Justice Department representative said the agency is conducting several investigations that aim to hold accountable banks who are unknowingly assisting fraudulent merchants who harm customers. Consumers, we're committed to ensuring that our efforts to combat fraud do not discourage or inhibit it, the lawful conduct of these honest merchants. And that was a May 7 blog post. But gun retailers say their businesses are being targeted in the executive branch's efforts. So I wrote to the guy who sent this to me. I said, this evil serpent who is in the White House wants us disarmed. He has since the beginning of his miserable life. There is a man named John Lott who writes books, and in particular books pro-gun owning and those God-given rights. So John met Barry at some event, not sure if it was when the rat was a senator or not, most likely given the measure of security. And, of course, Barry was not real familiar with him, but then recognized who Mr. Lott was. Barry looked at him and said, oh, you're that gun guy. And John said, well, I guess I am. Then Barry said, I don't believe anyone should be allowed to own a firearm. Then he turned on his heels and walked away from John. Nice, huh? So Robert Markley sent back to his my neighbor, of course, it's all about Barry and what he wants. And that is the truth. I mean, it's disgusting what's going on here. So these are some of my headlines, and I just wanted to get through some of this stuff because it's so important. Here's one. This is the California News. Oh, yeah. Governor candidate Neil Kashkari burned on his gun rights record. Yeah, this is another one. He's a fake guy. He says, I'm not running on agenda of the Second Amendment. If you're a single-issue gun rights, this is from this clown, gun rights voter, and you just want someone to give you a full-capacity assault rifle magazine, go vote for somebody else. I'm not your guy. Well, good luck, buddy. I wouldn't vote for you if you paid me. So that was one of them. I mean, this goes on and on and on what's going on today. Let's see. Another example. There's so many of them. It's really hard to get through them all. But I want to go through. Let me get back to my studio here. And you guys chime in. We have a guest. Thank you, 2289. Hope you're there. You guys are getting rain. I get no rain. But my garden's growing, guys. I'm really happy about that.
Keep watering it.
So, I do. I water that sucker every day.
Chad just told your dad how many tomato plants, Chad?
There were 200 tomato plants.
Oh my gosh! I have tomatoes growing, but I'm hoping these seeds work, and I'm so excited about Delaney. I have a friend, Bill, who's trying to help me get a discount with her travel, points rewards, and that will be really good. So, hey, welcome, Mikey B. So hopefully I can get a discount and save a little bit of money on my tickets coming in. I will go to this year. I'm going into Louisville because I think it's the best way to go. So it's better for you guys and all around. So that'll be really cool. So I wanted to go through some of this stuff. That's okay, Mikey B. And his show is on Friday at 9 p.m. Eastern. That's what I understand. And you can type in and clarify that for me, Mikey B. But Blog Talk Radio, Higher Tooth Radio, Mikey B, 9 p.m. Eastern, Friday night this week. So, okay. Let me see. It says, this is the part of the transcript. This is so cool. I was just, like, intrigued by this. I want to go through it, and we can go through some of this and talk about it. It says, how are you doing, David? Hey, Rush. Good. This is Horowitz. Your latest book is an intriguing title, The Black Book of the American Left. If somebody walked up to you on the street and asked what it was about, how would you explain it? He says, it's kind of my life mission, I guess, as my collected writings. I've written about 1.5 million words in the last 20 to 30 years, not counting my books, and these words have all been about one subject, as it turns out. I didn't realize this until I had somebody collect them. But it's all about the left and the battles I and conservatives have had with the left over race, the culture wars, and over the left's lack of loyalty to this country and facing its enemies. I organized those writings into 10 volumes. Each is a book that covers one area. The first one, which Encounter Books is publishing this week, is called My Life and Times, about how I left the left and why. The second volume is called Progressives, about the nature of progressivism and why it's connected to communism. This is good, you guys. I think the most important thing I've done in this book is to show the continuity of in the left with its communist forebears. These are not liberals. We should never call these people liberals. To begin with, they're bigots. They are bigoted against Christians, against America, and against white people. They don't like conservatives. They don't want two sides to a question. We are the liberal ones. That's the classic sense. I don't know of a conservative who wants to shut off the conversation, but leftists do. Rush says, what about their term?
To the left, compromises, they get their way.
Yeah, there is no compromise. Yeah, there's no two sides to the conversation. I know.
You see what Harry Reid doing is he's actually coming out and trying to make it illegal. He wants to make it illegal for anyone to speak against the liberals.
Oh, I know. I know. Cool. Oh, Chuck Schumer is doing the same thing. So Rush says, what about the term progressive, Horowitz? Progressive is certainly better than liberal, but none of these terms accurately describes them. Progressives believe that history is a forward march. Obama puts a carpet in the Oval Office with this inscription. The moral arc of the universe is bent towards justice. And Horowitz says, no, it isn't. What kind of a belief is that? The 20th century is probably the worst century on record for the number of people murdered and oppressed, and the 21st century will probably be worse. There's no historical progress in the sense of moral evolution. Progressives think that they're on the side of history. That's what drives them. That's what makes them so arrogant. That's what makes them despise
them. They are in the side of history. These judges, I got to tell you, my 17-year-old granddaughter was telling me about her teacher, Mr. Hurley, today, and how he's going through history. And he's complaining because the book is either fabricating history or changing the truth about history. And he's adding side notes and stuff to it all to show him this stuff.
So let me
give kudos to a man like that'll stand up against that.
Yes, because you know there are people who are actually going to jail and speaking their minds because we're living under tyranny right now until people stand up. And there was one guy, and I can't remember his name. He's in Porterville, California, and he's a mayor, and he's got it right, and he is not backing down, and he's not letting these bullies railroad him. So let me go on for a minute. Says, there's no historical progress in the sense of moral evolution. Progressives think that they are on the side of history. This is what drives them. That's what makes them so arrogant. And that's what makes them despise us, because we don't go along with their program. And so we're standing in the way of their historical progress. So Rush says, now let me ask, you may think this question is silly. I ask it because I've had several epiphanies about this recently. Are you writing this book to persuade people to oppose communists, liberals, whoever, the left, or are you writing it just to document them? Horowitz says, first of all, I think it was Santayana who said it, that in every generation we face a barbarian threat in our own children. This is something the left doesn't understand. The left thinks people are born good and moral. No, they're not. That's why we need morality, religion, and laws. So I would hope that young people would read this.
That just blows my mind that the left thinks they're moral.
They think they're born that way, honey. They don't realize they're in a fallen. Yeah. That's what's worse. Okay.
That's like a house cat thinking it's a tiger.
So I would hope that young people would read this book and be warned against social remedies. According to Pew poll, 49% of young Americans have a favorable view of socialism. What is socialism? It is a system that leads to mass misery, mass impoverization, and human slaughter. That's what it means. Yet almost half of the young think it's benign. So on the one hand, I would like to reach the young, although our schools, as one of the volumes will show, are completely dominated by the left and have been transformed into indoctrination centers for the left. And that's the truth. That is true. He's right there.
They themselves don't look at the facts about socialism. The middle class is eliminated.
I know. Well, let me explain something to you.
There are those who get served and those who serve. That's it.
Well, yeah.
If that's what they want, then they should move to China or someplace that
North
believes
Korea.
That.
North Korea. No, they don't want. They want to destroy this country, but they don't even realize what they're doing. And that's what I run into on these meetings, Bill. And before I'm done, I will tell about the libtard that was sitting across from me with her jaw on the floor when I talked about what I was talking about with Agenda 21. And what she said on the way out the door to another conservative would blow your mind. Anyway, no, what Karl Marx said himself was that socialism is a transitional period of a government or a system between capitalism and communism. That's what it is, in his estimation. So out of the mouth of the one who, you know, touts communism, there you have it. So this is, you know, people don't understand. So before I do this, the rest of this, this chick whom I, like I said, was on my radar, she's calling out to us as we go to our cars. I can't even talk to this woman. But she's yelling at Sue. She's going, oh, I have a friend. So this is one person out of 350 million who's benefited from Obamacare, and we'll go into that in a second. And she says, they got their insurance and they got health care thanks to Obamacare. And I just went into my car. I couldn't even look back at this crazy bitch. Excuse my French. But I cannot understand these people. So here's the deal.
These people think Obama gave them health care. Is Obama paying for it?
No, we are.
Obama didn't give you nothing. He took away from other people.
Right.
He took away from other people. And in the end, you're going to pay. Read the agenda. Know where you really stand. You're only useful to him for a while. Then he's going to catch you.
I gotta welcome Mikey B. Hi, Mikey.
Hey, what's going on?
Higher Truth Radio. We're going to check you out Friday. That's going to be great because I don't have nothing going on. No, there's no Glenn Beck program. I can just go for
it. Wait a minute. You're still hooked on that guy, Linda? I mean, really? The man has exposed himself to be a fake. The man falsely attacked Alex Jones and then had to back off. You're still gonna stick with that dude? I mean, really? The guy screwed himself. And that's why I never bought a subscription. I always suspected that something was up with that dude when he came up with that community crap he was going to make, and that fireworks were going to be banned. I mean, the guy was already doing what the establishment is doing. And so you're still hanging on to this guy? That's interesting.
I shouldn't. I know. I've got to rethink all of that. But anyway, so here's my take on this person I would not respond to. Her name doesn't matter what her name is, but she's somebody in this group that's so far to the left. What I would, if I had a chance to say something to her with, you know, like a chain link fence between us so we couldn't kill each other, I would say to her, my dear, what's going on with the Veterans Administration is just a glimpse into the crystal ball of the future as to what this whole country is going to be going through. There's going to be single payer. There's going to be government run this. There's going to be death penalties, and you will. And she should be worried because she's diabetic. She's got kidney problems. She's a hugely overweight. She's like 5 or 10 of me. And okay, I'll talk to you soon, sweetie. This is what I got. Like I said, my whole week was inundated with libtards. It's like I need a calendar that I can just kind of mark down the days just to get the hell out of this damn place. And I have told people, I said, you live in a blue state. They don't even know what I'm talking about. I get blank stares. I'm like, I can't take it anymore.
but you continue to go back. So you must be able to take it. Now, here's why I was late. I just got accepted on another internet radio station.
Cool.
And I promised I would not go into specifics. Mm-hmm. But, Linda, I think, to be honest with me, this is going to be a major step for me going pro. Their audience level worldwide is freaking huge, and I just promised I wouldn't give the numbers.
Okay.
Now, one thing I would like to address and that is about, I think we're going to have a difference of opinion here about how we're brought into the world. I do not believe that we are born with original sin. I do not believe that we're born inherently evil. I think it's taught. You know, when a baby is born, that baby is not a born, hold on, that baby is not born a racist or a murderer. An example of that, you take the pit bull. The pit bull will either be a very loving, sweet animal, or it's going to be a freaking maniac, depending upon the owner. Hatred and murder and all that other, all that stuff is acquired. Now, I understand, I understand that through Adam, we've been born into death. I understand that. But this original sin stuff and that we're evil and that we're no good, don't you understand? That is the song of the religious establishment to make you feel like crap to you, for you, about yourself, and you need them to save you, and they've got their hand out waiting for you to get your money.
Yeah,
so
okay.
We have
look,
a difference of opinion here on original
sin. I know, but, so. Okay, well, I think what he might have been talking about, and I think what some people have espoused to is, and the reason that some people, and all of us basically who are somewhat sane, why we get so upset when someone hurts a child, or why someone rapes when someone rapes a child, or kidnaps, or
they
does something
that.
Horrible to whomever, is because they inherently or instinctively know that we are literally all of us capable of doing this stuff, Mikey. That's what makes people go. You know what I'm saying? You and I have the ability and the penchant, if we choose to, at a moment's notice. I mean, you and I don't, because we love the Lord and we like people and, you know, we love animals. But I'm saying it is possible. If you snap someday, it's there. And that's what makes us crazy. That's why we have the death penalty. That's why we go on juries and say, hey, this guy's, you know, got to be dealt with. I think that's part of it. And I think that since we are physically and somehow, you know, morally capable of doing it, That could be part of what he was talking about.
Let me ask you this. So the angels are born with original sin too? They're born evil?
No, because they're not of the earth. They're up there.
No?
They're not kicked out like...
Really?
They're not
how did the Nephilim get created? How did that happen?
I don't know.
You
that
don't know?
I have no.
You don't know? Angels from heaven came and they had intercourse with earthly women, took them as wives, and created the Nephilim. You didn't read Genesis? I'm sure you did.
Yeah.
Right. So just because there's potential for anything, but that doesn't mean that we're born evil. This original sin, born evil crap, came out of Roman Catholicism after it merged with the Roman Empire and after it got too much damn power. See, absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Oh, I know.
Okay, but that was not the intent of the first century Christians. They didn't stout that nonsense.
Okay, so I'm reading in the doc says angels are not born; they are created beings. Satan was an angel too, and he was kicked out. He fell.
Right, but
it's a fallen world.
Because he chose to.
Right.
Because he chose to.
Free will.
But that's right. But that doesn't mean he was born evil. He was an archangel. He was an angel of light.
So there's a choice.
And we are all God's creation. And we are created. The book of Psalms says, the Lord knows us before we entered the womb.
Right.
Which means that our souls were already created in heaven, created.
Mm-hmm.
We are God's creation just as much as the angels are.
Right.
Just as much as the animals are, and just as much as the plants and trees are.
You could probably read it because he just typed it in.
No, I'm not actually looking at the chat room right now.
Okay. Doc says he was jealous of God and wanted to be like God. His jealousy and pride got him in trouble.
But I'm not going to go off into the weeds. I'm not going to stretch the subject. I'm just making a simple statement that this notion of being born evil, being born no good, right out of the chute, is manipulation by the established religion to convince you that you need them for salvation and for you to hand over your money to them, to listen to them, to do what you're told by them. It is control. It is manipulation. It is nothing different than what the globalists are doing also politically and in our schools. It's the same thing, and I disagree.
Okay. Well, anyway, I'm just kind of reading Doc's situation. Mm-hmm. Doc, call in. Call in and talk. I mean, I've never heard your voice. I'd love to have you come in. Let's see what we got. We got somebody up here. Oh, okay. I think I got Leah back. Hi, are you back with us?
It's raining. We got a monsoon going on here.
I know. Bill and Lonnie logged out because of the storm, so we're kind of messed up there. But
yeah. Well, I'll be on. I'm actually on my way to my second job, so
okay.
I had to make a few phone calls because I don't want my kids, if it gets really bad, I want to make sure neighbors get my kids if they need to take cover. So.
Anyway, so Leah is going to be at Delaney, and you should meet Mikey from Texas, and this is Leah from Indiana. So we're good. She's going to be at the reunion, and we would love to have you there if you could get the time off with your lady friend.
Well, that's unfortunately, I'm too new with this job, so
yeah, I know.
There's no way
so
I can do it.
I'm just going to finish this little bit, because it's something that people need to know about the left, and you know, I think that some of his stuff is correct, and a lot of it, and I know where he's coming from on this stuff, and I think David, being a Jew, has read all five books of, you know, Moses. So, but anyway, this is talking about the left and the right, and what he's talking about is the left. He says what's in it for them is the fact that progressivism is a religion, or a crypto religion. I call it a cult. Like religious
cult,
people,
exactly. It's a cult.
They believe the world is a fallen place, but they also believe that they can be its saviors. Salvation and redemption are not going to come from a divinity, by these people's estimation, but from the movement that they are a part of, from the organized left. What they get out of this is the consolation of religion. They get a sense of personal worth. They get a meaning to their lives. That is what drives them. It's not money. It's much more powerful. When Whitaker Chambers left communism, he said, I have left the winning side for the losing side. Why did he think that? Because communists have ideas that they're willing to die for, and conservatives don't.
Communists are not willing to die for their cause. They're willing to kill.
True.
For their cause. That's a huge difference.
And some of them are willing to die for it, because I guess he met them. Conservatives have to get that idea. They have to understand that their freedom will be lost if we don't stop the left. That's in other words, yeah, and I agree with him on that. And he's passionate about this because he lived among them. And I think that's why I'm so moved by some of the things that he says, because it is a cult. It's like Islam. It's a cult. This is not religion. This is political ideology all the way. I mean, mm-hmm. So was Stalin. So was Lenin. My God, the similarities are so huge. I mean, that's why I read his book, because when he talks about what his parents were preaching to him, yeah, I mean, she was instrumental in helping Trotsky's death, his mother, his own mother. So, I mean, the guy knows kind of from where he speaks. He was right in it. He saw it. He lived it. I mean, I don't know. But I understand where he's coming from, because I know that he's not only, now reading the Torah, has understood who Israel really is. It's a people, you know, that Jesus is the one. I mean, this guy, he gets it. He totally gets it. He totally understands that the Garden of Eden was closed, and that these clowns trying to get us back into it is just so much BS. There's no way. He gets that, and I love him for it. I mean, there's a lot of things I disagree with. I question. I do question, Mikey. I question all the time. The only reason I watch Glenn is sometimes he brings out things that other people will not. Michael Savage brings them out. Sometimes Hannity does. But for the most part, I'm dealing with you, me, Ron, the rest of the guys in Indiana who try to do their research and stuff on whatever level they can. I'm dealing with people who are seeking the truth. I'm dealing with the people like Alex Jones, like you, like yourself, and me, who studies Agenda 21. I'm looking with Tom DeWeese. I'm looking at Rosie Corey. Everybody who's on our side, I'm telling you, we got to work together. We can't, you know, let's not get crazy over a couple things we may disagree on. I mean, what are we going to do? You know, I love Jesus, too, and he's the only one who gets it all the way because he's the truth, way, and life. There ain't nobody here walking on water. Except all of us mopping kitchen floors. I mean, that's it. That's the truth. So we got to stick together on principles, and we've got to, you know, understand
well,
that.
Not if it's going to go in the wrong direction, I won't.
No, I get you. No, I can't go with people like Neil Kashkari. I can't go with people who are going against our amendments, whether it's Ben Carson. I don't care who it is. I'm not going that way. Those are my 10 commandments, that 10 Bill of Rights. Screw them all. I don't care. I'm not giving them up. Nope. Those are God's anyway. Can't do it. Can't touch them.
Yep,
just can't
totally
touch
agree
my salvation
with that.
Either. Huh?
Yep.
Go ahead, Leah.
I said I totally agree with that. Those are things you just don't mess with, and I'm telling you, people are messing with fire when they're messing with that stuff. And,
yep.
You know, and I agree. We're not always going to agree. Kind of as I tell my kids, there's going to be agreements that we disagree on, so we've just got to agree to disagree and try to come to a conclusion is what it all boils down to. You know, if there is a subject, let's talk it out, but we all have to stick together and get the word out there so that people really understand what's going on, because there are so many that don't, you know, and I know that a lot of people my age, because I'm 35, and there are a lot of people my age, just spoke to one today that is very interested in coming to Delaney because they have,
awesome.
They're realizing everything. They actually, she just pulled one of her kids out of the school system.
Good.
I mean, there's just
Yay.
A lot of things that are just going on, and she's seen it, and it's not just her. Some of the friends that hang out with them are seeing it. And, you know, so it is getting out there. It's taking time, but it's word of mouth. It's we the people. We have to stand up for what we believe and what is right, you know, and we do. We have to stick together. I'm totally going to agree with that. You know, there are going to be times that we disagree with each other and we're going to have to figure it out and everybody do their research and
right. Like I said,
I'm not
standing with those who are going against the Bill of Rights. I just won't do it.
No, definitely not. No, I cannot either. No, definitely not.
Or,
I can't do that.
And you know, you and I, and I know Mikey's a good Christian. I love the Lord, and my Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And that's me. I love the book of John. I like the book of Isaiah. I like them all. And that's my deal. And I walked through fire for my Jesus. He's the most beautiful thing
that's
ever.
Exactly right.
You know,
if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't be here on this earth. You know, the earth wouldn't be here. I mean, people have to realize that. And
I'm sorry, the earth wouldn't be where?
Well, I guess the earth would be here. But
and
we wouldn't be here.
I don't understand the statement.
The religion?
How would we not be here if it wasn't for Jesus? I don't understand that.
Well, he is our Savior. He is
what we have.
Yeah, but you're talking about salvation. The actual firmament of the earth, that God the Father did that long before he brought his Son into
existence. Correct. The Bible.
Right.
The Word.
Right.
Wanted to be clear on that.
There'd
still be people here, regardless. There wouldn't be Christianity. We know that, but
there'd
still
be
people.
Okay, well,
my type of people.
I love you guys both, and thank you so much. I'm going to bring us out of here because we've got a few seconds, and please tune in for Terry Rowland tomorrow if she's able to do it without the storms. Mikey B. on Friday at 9 p.m. Eastern for Higher Truth Radio. Thank you, Leah, so much. Thank you, Mikey, so much. And I'll just play a little bit of song and love you guys. God bless.
Thank you very much.
God bless.
Bye-bye. Thanks for calling in.
Quantity and no quality will be
They call the passage of this bill Armageddon. Armageddon. And the freedom as we know it.
Patriots will take it.
Good night, everybody. You still with me, Mikey? I think we're on.
I am still here. Yes, I am.
Okay. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, you're
not
welcome.
Sure if they. Yeah, I think you and I are the only ones in the chat room anyway,
okay.
And we're probably in archives. But God bless, and we'll
hey.
I'll check you out Friday, and
you
we will
it.
Have a blast. And that's a 2-hour show. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Awesome. Was I correct on my assessment of Jesus coming later and the firmament was...
yes. I mean, it's people that... Oh, God.
I know.
Instead
I
of
know.
Saying that Jesus is God and God is Jesus, it just makes my head hurt. Linda, it makes my fucking head hurt.
I'm glad we're off the air right now.
It just makes my head hurt.
I know.
They're just so out of it. Dude,
well,
that
here's
came from the Council of Nicaea 300 years after the fact.
I know.
God, it's paganism mixed in. Don't they understand?
No,
oh,
they don't do their... I know, hon. Look, a lot of these people that we're dealing with right now, the lady that was on the line, believe me, their hearts are in the right place, and I know that they love the Lord, but I think that they're being misled sometimes, and it's not, you know, I'm not trying to hold water for these people or, you know, make excuses, but again, this gal, she's still pretty young, and she's in the Indiana crowd. She's trying to be a new Tea Party person, a person that starts heralding the truth and getting it out there. So let's work with her, and let's bring her along, so... Because
mm-hmm.
I think she's a good Christian. I'm pretty sure that she's not a person that's going to go running out being, you know, advocating
yeah.
for a caliphate, you know.
So, I hear you. I know.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. I get you. I go through this and
yeah.
The only reason I'm a little bit more calm is I had a really nice double martini as I started my
job.
Oh,
I'm jealous.
Because
I
can't
have beer or wine here.
I can't have wine because it's got too much sugar in it on this diet.
Right.
So I'm not doing it.
Right.
Anyway, so God bless you, and we'll check you out Friday.
You got it.
And
all right,
take care. Bye bye.
Yes. Bye bye.